Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.
Greetings, travelers! Yes, it is I, Count Markula, that DJ of the dark, that Tempter of the turntable, that blood-sucking boss you better not cross, the original King of the Hickeys, and the reigning Prince of Darkness. Yes, welcome, fiendish friends and ghoulish goblins, to the macabre Masters of Midnight. Tonight, we are taking a nostalgic, shadowy stroll down memory lane to celebrate a beloved, if slightly twisted, segment of television history, that of the horror host. Hi, gang. It's Mark. Sorry about that. I used to do, back in the early days of the internet, on our GeoCities website, I used to do a show as Count Markula, and we did Radio Free Transylvania. It was a lot of fun. It was something I had done on cassettes back in the day and handed them to friends, where we'd mix old fun B music and did horror movie jokes and stuff. My good old friends, Pat and Dale, used to help me with that. And it was fun. It was just something we did. We were nerds. Come on. It's what you do. And that was just fun for us. It was celebrating the old horror movie hosts. It was celebrating horror monster. We were monster kids. Come on. You can't do more than that. But growing up, I had monster hosts. We were treasured back then. We were just... It was a golden age, right? That was the 70s and 80s. And these guys had been around for a long time. And I didn't quite understand the scope or the history of that. And we've done episodes on some of these guys, but I just wanted to remind some of you of the fun of this and how cool some of these guys were. I'm going to talk about my guys, my horror hosts. I'm sure you all have your own. I would love to hear which ones you want me to talk about and deep dive into. I will binge some of their episodes if I can find them. I can't wait. So let's explain what the horror hosts are real quick. Before the days of streaming and on demand, before there was, you know, a million cable channels, if you wanted to see a horror movie, and if you wanted to get scared, if you wanted that dose of fright, you usually had to tune in late at night or sometimes Saturday afternoons if you were lucky. And remember, this was in the days where we had, if you're in a big city, you had 3 to 5 channels. If you were like me in the middle of nowhere, West Virginia and Kentucky, we had 2 good channels. One we could kind of get. And then if we got the bunny ears out for the TV, which is an old antenna, I'm sorry, kids, I'm not going to go into that. But you used to have to climb out the window and hold aluminum foil on these metal wires that were attached to your TV. And if you're lucky, you might be able to get that fourth station in a nearby city. For me, it was the PBS station. Or if I was really lucky, I could get Channel 22 out of Cincinnati. And there I could get lucky and catch Dr. Creep. Now, Dr. Creep was amazing. And he hosted, gosh, I don't know. He's a Midwestern legend, right? The guy's real name was Bill Cameron. and he was the man behind the makeup. And he was a staple of Dayton, Cincinnati area. He started his horror hosting duties in 1971, where it was Dr. Creep's Laboratory on WKEF-TV. And he did that from 71 to 1980. And that's what I used to catch. And it was pretty cool. I know he was also on WHIO for a while throughout, you know, various stations in Dayton, Cincinnati area. He was pretty much the everyman horror host. He wasn't as theatrical as some of the other ones that are around. He was a bit more kind of creepy than like some of them. He had his comedy moments, but he had this old lab coat that I remembered and this kind of weird wig and just white face makeup and looked almost skeletal in his look for a, you know, kind of a bigger guy. And he had this just great sense of intimacy with the audience. Although he looked, you know, cluttered and it was this homemade laboratory set, just really gave it that old school charm. And I finally watched some of this again that's on YouTube and stuff, and it was just really great. I didn't realize how much his humor and his, you know, love of things kind of affected me as a child. And he was super special. He loved horror. He loved being with his fans and stuff. He'd show his fan mail. He'd showcase local talent on the show. And he was, you know, just that kind of eerie. He was a big community service advocate. I found out that he was very big for his anti-drug messages. He was involved in a lot of local charities, and he would always appear as Dr. Creep for positive causes. And, you know, just endeared him to everybody. And very trusted figure, which is great, right? And I loved watching his going into his laboratory for a night of chills and stuff like that. And man, I know a lot of Ohioans and Kentuckians and West Virginians. We all know him. So man, I met him in the 1970s. I was, say, 77. I was my first acting gig. I was a child of the king in The King and I at the Lock Media Dinner Theater. I was the youngest member of the cast. And he played kind of the Hand of the King character. I can't remember his name, but like the Chancellor. And I was flipping out because it was freaking Dr. Creep. I didn't recognize him without the makeup at first because I'm a kid. But then it was him. And then he was like, "Why are you watching my show at six?" I'm like, "Because monsters. Oh my gosh." And my parents didn't care what I watched. Anyway, he was super nice. He kind of took me under his wing to protect me while I was there, since my parents weren't there. And it was great. And he was awesome. And sadly, he passed away in 2005. But his legacy is Dr. Creep, the friendly neighborhood ghoul who welcomed you into his lab, is still there, right? His community spirit, at least, is there. So that was my first guy. And when we come after the break, I want to talk about two others real quick. And I'd love to hear what you all, who was your monster? Who was your host? And did you watch 22 Clubhouse? That was Dr. Creep's other show. Or did you watch later when he renamed it Shock Theater? Are you one of the lucky guys who watched it back when it was Dr. Creep's Laboratory? We'll be right back.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
And we're back. So my next guy, this was the guy who, when I was forced to move to the wonderful Sunshine State, I was sad. I was thinking, oh, I'm not going to see anything dark and creepy here. This is the Sunshine State. We're in Sunshine City of St. Petersburg. But didn't take long for me to discover that things were delightfully dark when Dr. Paul Bearer was on the air. He ran from 1968 to 1995. He was the longest continuous running horror host in history. And yes, Joe Bob, Elvira, all them are around and they are big names. And Svengoolie is, I think, catching up now, but you have to kind of include Svengoolie 1. He took a decade off for a while. So, but Dr. Paul did not miss a day from 68 to 1995. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, you would turn on WTOG 44 and you would get this great treat with Dick Benick as the role of Dr. Paul Bearer. And now he had been a long running radio and TV personality for a long time. He was a broadcaster. He had the voice, right? One of those great voice. And he started as a horror host called Countdown on a crazy station before he came to WTOG, and he reinvented himself as Dr. Paul Bearer. And this character became a phenomena. He was the master of puns. He was great with really bad horror dad jokes, you know, just groan-worthy stuff. And he would be dressed in this like black frock coat. And he often had a skull adorned top hat. And his voice just sounded gravelly and echoey, like it had been in mausoleums forever. And he would talk about, I'll be lurking for you and today's creature feature. I'm not even doing him the least bit of justice there. He introduced films to me that stayed with me forever, like Creature from the Black Lagoon, Brain That Wouldn't Die, all that. And he always had those clips and quips, and just his segments were always filled with like skits, props. He generally like lip synced Tom Lehrer songs, which I think was my introduction to Tom Lehrer. And man, he was just always this just really absurd. And even if he played an actual scary movie because of him, you had that moment of levity afterwards. So for a kid, it was great. For grownups, it was great. He hit all the right notes. And he also ingrained into the local community. He made so many public appearances, hosted charitable events, had his own line of merchandise. I remember buying some Dr. Paul Bearer stuff. His show Creature Feature was always a rating success for WTOG. It was just how good he was. And even after the show concluded, he still hung around, did things, and as a horror character. And I think they changed him up to one of the Hooters girls became pretty famous in that area. And so she started hosting, but he kind of teamed up with her a couple times after he was getting up there and was kind of ready to retire anyway. But his hearse was still around and he was still making appearances. I remember working with him at Madame Guava's haunted house in Boatyard Village. And Madame Guava was the host of Guavaween. And then Dr. Paul Bearer was there as well to help open the event and all that, because he was synonymous with Halloween in Tampa Bay. You couldn't get better than that. He was incredible. I had met him years before as a kid, getting him to sign one of his many cards of him hanging out in his hearse. You would see him at various malls and various things. Man, he was great. he introduced me to the Santo movies. He would play sometimes the El Santo movies, which are, you know, luchadors fighting monsters and fighting gangsters and stuff. I don't even remember if they had subtitles. I don't think it really mattered, just because he was hosting them and they were just such simple things. It was a lot of fun. He is deeply missed. And Tampa Bay, he's still, his nephew is running it now. And he's got the voice and everything. They've done some specials for him. It's really, really fun. Now, the last guy I'm going to talk about is the cool ghoul himself, Zachary Lee. He's in New York area, but I think he started in Philadelphia. He started as a guy named Roland in the 1950s. He hosts Shock Theater in the late 1950s, and he turned into Zachary Lee for Chiller Theater in New York. And that's where I learned of him, was watching some of his old tapes. I remember friends up in New York used to send them to me, and they were old then. But he, again, had that dry wit. He was this aristocratic and, again, just kind of that often odd appearance, always seen coming out of his coffin, or he was always tending to his wife or my dear, and his son Gorgo, and they were all just props, which was great. He just had that theatrical flair, and he'd perform experiments and medical advice that was just terrible. And again, very morbid banter, just really fun vignettes and stuff like that. I said, sadly, I didn't watch him live. I was watching all these specials with him, and he made novelty records like Dinner with Drac and Monster. And he did a different version of Monster Mash in 1962. And the reason I knew him was he hosted a national radio show, and that's how I was able to find him. So he wasn't a visual host for me, but he was one of those just horror host comedians that just, he was a benchmark for me. Right. So, and he did it way into his later years so that, you know, you could just show you never truly died. And he lived till 2016 when he died at the age of 98, I think. So, wow. Just find Dinner with Drac. You'll be very happy. And man, so that was my stuff, right? Can't go wrong with that. I'm so happy that we got to talk about this stuff. So in the age before the internet and all that, these were your only guides to the vast world of B-movies, classic horror. They fostered this love of the genre, inspired how many generations for iconic monsters, right? And they taught us also, it's okay to laugh in the face of fear. They just, man, so much more than just the local airwaves. Dr. Paul Bearer was on Hee Haw. Come on. That was, when I saw him on that blew my little child mind, man. So they were just pioneers of entertainment. And yes, you can go back to the originals, Vampira and some of the others all the way back. Svengoolie, the original. We've done stuff about those on Regular Eerie Travels. So who was your horror host? I want to know. And again, thank you, patrons, for putting up with us. I'm sorry I missed a few weeks. I was a little ill and under the weather. And then we just got busy. And the new book is coming. It's already up for pre-order. Please hope you pre-order that. Dark Side of the Smokies, available wherever books are sold. Just ask your local mom and pop retailer. They can pre-order it for August. But the next time you're curled up with a classic monster flick, take a moment. Remember these macabre masters of the dark who made those late night TV channels super special. They truly were the best of the beasts. And we will see you on the other side.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.